Welcome to episode 9 of the Kelly Nash Podcast. Kelly Nash reporting. I don't know why I'm saying that. I was watching some old Walter Cronkite video yesterday and today of him reporting on the solar eclipse of 79. So I don't know. I'm in my reporter mode. That's the way it is. Anyway, I was in a bad mood earlier today as I was getting worked up more and more about this whole division that our nation is experiencing. And I'm sure you've heard the news about now it's not just the Confederate War memorials that have to come down. Of course, it's all the Revolutionary War memorials that need to come down. And now in New York City, there's a move now to rename Columbus Circle because Christopher Columbus was a bad dude. And I could go through all the crazy examples I was making of how then you have to take away everything, right? Everything he needs to be changed because nothing was ever formed by somebody who was perfect. So no matter what it is, the entire continent of Africa was ravaged with people being enslaved by themselves. Also, the pyramids need to come down because those were built by slaves. So, I mean, it's just a never-ending circle of lunacy, I'll call it. As I was thinking about it and thinking about scriptures and stuff, I'm reminded of Ephesians 4. And the reason when you go to Ephesians 4, the thing I was thinking about was where God is talking about how you need to forgive. In order to live a healthy life, you need to forgive. And so I'm actually going to pick it up a little bit further back than what I had originally planned, just because I just feel like this is really talking to us. And remember, when you're reading in the Bible, when he references the Gentiles, a lot of people think we're the Gentiles because we're not born Jewish, unless, of course, you're listening to this and you were born a Jew. But that's not what it means. The Gentiles are anyone who's not a Christian. So that's really where you need to remember it is here. So this is the word of the Lord. It's actually the word of Paul, but God is coming through him. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord that you must go no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Due to their hardness of heart, they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy, to practice every kind of impurity. But this is not the way you learned in Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and you were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind-hearted to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. All right, so that's called the New Life, if you're reading from the English Standard Version. That's what they call that section. It's Ephesians 4, 17 through 32. Now, with that being said, let me just kind of go back in that and just kind of maybe break it down a little bit slower. I'm not going to do a whole preaching thing on this thing and, you know, the original Greek word or the form of the word or whatever. But when he says here, they are darkened in their understanding. That's how I feel about a lot of these people out here who I see speaking on TV. They are darkened in their understanding. They don't know what they're doing, and yet they feel confident that they know exactly what is happening. God says that's due to the hardness of their heart, which I also see happening. These people are rock solid, will not budge an inch on their principles. Their principles, which are wrong. They think they're right. They think that what their principles are teaching are acceptance and love and forgiveness, and yet everything about them says the exact opposite. They do not forgive. They do not accept. There is no love in their heart. Look at their face when they go up against the opposition, whoever the opposition may be. There is no love there. I don't want to become like them. I felt myself sliding into that direction the last few days. Perhaps you have as well, where you get angry because what they're saying is so foolish and is going to do such damage to the country that you're outraged. Well, God addresses that, right? Where he said, be angry, but do not sin. Do not sin. So it's right to be angry about foolishness. It's right to be angry about the damage that people are doing, but do not sin. So how would I sin? Well, if I started to speak about these people with malice. See, really what I need to have is compassion. That's what God is teaching us here. We need to have compassion for these people. And that seems almost impossible. And I guess it would be impossible without the love of Jesus in your heart. Because they are doing irreparable damage as they tear apart the country. And not just the country, but all over the world. You know, whether you're talking about radical, whatever they call themselves, anti-fascists here, I guess, or radical Islamists in other parts of the world, or whatever it is. I won't even get into that story. It's so, so bizarre. Anyway, you, if you're listening to this, are probably a Christian. Otherwise, you probably have had no interest in the first 8 versions of this podcast. maybe you're not. Maybe you're somebody who's exploring Christianity, and that is fantastic. I would love that. And if you are, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you some more about it. I always end up the podcast with my address, but just an early one. You can email me kellynash_99@yahoo.com. But I'll end the podcast with that as well. But, you know, God points out that we all have faults. There is no perfect human being. You know, that's why he addresses, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with everyone in need. You know, you've all been whatever it is, greedy, corrupt, you've lied, you've stolen, you've done bad things in your life. Every single person has. There's nobody perfect. That's why when they start trying to tear down monuments and rewrite history, what they're doing, they're saying it's because these people are not worthy of glorification. Well, God would probably agree with you in that one. No man is worthy of glorification. But with that being said, you can't rewrite history. There are great accomplishments. And like George Washington and the founding fathers and what they've accomplished here with the foundation of the United States, a country that was set up specifically for religious freedoms and specifically to try democracy. That's why it's called the Great Experiment. And was it perfect from its foundation? Of course not. It's still not perfect today. Capitalism has its faults, but it's the greatest form of getting people out of poverty ever known to mankind. The exact opposite of that would be socialism or communism. That is the worst way of trying to get people out of poverty. But that being said, I'll go on. I and you, if you're a Christian, are supposed to speak in a way that fits the occasion. We're not supposed to have any corrupting talk come out of our mouths, but for the good of building up. So who am I supposed to be building up? I'm supposed to be building up people with the answers, people with the truth. The only people who have the answers are the people with the truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, the only begotten Son who has come down from heaven, lived the perfect life that neither one of us, any of us could live, and then died to pay for my sins. And if that's confusing to you, it's okay. I was confused by it for a lot of years. I prayed and I never understood anything. And then years later, God revealed to me the truth. And so I'll be praying for you today. And I pray every day for people who don't know the truth that God will reveal it to them. It's not because I'm more clever than you that I got it. It's not more, the people who are Christians aren't geniuses. Matter of fact, a lot of them are mocked for being idiots. But the reality is God did a great favor and revealed the truth to them. So when we get up and get angry, do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all the bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away, along with all malice. So I can't hate these people. I can't. If I do, I'm grieving the Holy Spirit. And also, as I always say, if it's any good that comes out of my mouth or any good that comes from my deeds, that is the work of God working through me. If it is ignorant, foolish, you know, whatever, ridiculousness, that's me. So that's how you can tell if Kelly's at work or if God's at work. The good stuff is him, the bad stuff is me. But the part that I had been originally thinking about when I started thinking about Ephesians 4 was this part: be kind to one another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another. As God, and then the final sentence is, God in Christ forgave you. But that's really the key to a great society. You know, a society where, imagine if people were tenderhearted, kind towards one another, quick to forgive. Isn't that the kind of world you'd want to live in? That's called heaven, by the way. Not that you're going to need forgiveness in heaven, but you understand the concept that you're going to want to be there because everybody is great. Everybody is nice to you. People don't ridicule you or mock you or backstab you to try to get ahead. Those things don't happen. And they do happen here on earth, but you're not supposed to be a part of it. And so we as Christians are supposed to be the light to the world, meaning they don't get to see God. You, as a Christian, are supposed to be able to see God. Now, if you're claiming to be a Christian and you don't have a relationship with God, well, then you're not really a Christian yet, and that's not your fault. But understand that you've just been working under your own power. A Christian is supposed to be working under God's power. So, let's say the prayers to get God to come to work in your life. And so then you are reflecting his glory to people who don't know him. And then they see that and they say, that is awesome. What you just did, or the way you live your life, or those words you just spoke are amazing and awesome. What is that? And that's when you got to say, that's not me. That's God. That's God working through me right here. And mean it. Because if you start trying to steal the glory of God, I wouldn't want to be on your, wouldn't want to be in your shoes then. Anyway, I believe I've used up most of my allotted time for today, because I do get a little passionate when I start reading scripture. So I'm not saying I won't do more reading of scripture. I'm just saying I try to keep it under a certain time limit so that if you're driving around, this is usually a podcast you can listen to in one trip to the store. You don't even need the return trip home. You can just listen to it that quick. All right. Again, the email is Kelly Nash. That's KELLYNASH_99@yahoo.com, or the social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, are all at Kelly Nash Radio. And I would love to hear from you. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a great day and God bless.